This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll take you back to the CIBC Canada-Russia series in Kamloops and Vancouver. Hear from forwards Jordy Bellerive and Dylan Cousins, Team WHL head coach Tim Hunter. The Canada West WHL Graduate of the Month is former Everett Silvertip Carson Stadnick. He's now in his third season at the University of Saskatchewan Huskies. He'll join us later on. And Portland Winterhawks forward Joachim Blickfeld is the double award winner as the CHL and WHL On the Run Player of the Week. He'll join us as well. Team WHL and the Russians would end up splitting the two-game WHL leg of the series. Team WHL won the opener 2-1 in Kamloops on a late goal by Jordy Bellerive.
Take me through the winter. It was a 1-1 game, and it didn't look like, you know, the momentum was maybe shifting here, so how did it go?
You know, we were just entering, normal standard zone entry there. Fixed made a good play to put it low. You know, went low to Leash. I got open. He made a nice play to me and just a quick shot towards the net.
How did you guys find the pace out there as far as playing at this level? I mean, the Western League is a good pace, but what was it like out there tonight?
Yeah, you know, it's a different style of play that, you know, that they play over there, so it was kind of good. They're a little bit more laid back in some ways and a little bit more intense in other ways, so it's kind of a learning curve for all of us, you know, but, you know, we got our legs under us there later on, and it worked out for us.
Down to 11 forwards there in the very first shift of the game, so obviously you guys had to adjust there in the bench.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's tough, and, you know, you didn't really get a chance to play with any guys consistently, so we're kind of all over the place with our line mates and stuff like that. So, you know, it was fun. It was a learning curve to figure out, you know, how other guys roll and stuff like that. So it was tough, though, it was, you know, to lose a guy that early.
Now, Bellerive's teammate in Lethbridge, Dylan Cousins, opened the scoring. The Whitehorse UConn native is a highly touted prospect for the 2019 NHL entry draft.
Yeah, obviously, Duer made a nice pass up to the point, and Wu took a shot, and I tried to get out of the way, but it hit me in the leg. Just dropped down. I just got it on net as quick as I could.
All right, you're an underage guy as far as the age group here goes. How did you feel out there? Was there any nerves for you when you were on the ice here to open up the series?
You know, I don't really get nerves for games. It's the same game I've been playing my whole life. It's just a game of hockey, but obviously there's a couple other underage guys out here, and we're all pretty close. And yeah, we're just trying to make a difference out there, and it's definitely a different style of hockey playing against Russians. But yeah, they played hard, and we played good, and we obviously got one.
You mentioned different style. Take me through that different style. What was the difference for you from your regular routine to here tonight and the kickoff this series?
Well, all the guys on that team are older guys for sure. That's the start. And then they just play tough. They play hard. And they're just from a different country, so the hockey's a little different there for sure.
Your teammate gets the winner, too. Nice to see Jordy pot one there late for you guys to get the win.
Yeah, for sure. It's always nice seeing him score for sure. We're really close, and for us to get both the goals is pretty awesome.
It was the Russians that found the game winner late in the third period on the power play the next night in Vancouver. I spoke with Team WHL head coach Tim Hunter.
Well, it's not an easy game to play in. You know, both teams aren't used to playing with each other as a group, and the power play struggled early because there are no cohesion in their groups. But it was an entertaining game. They're a skilled, fast team, and so are we. So good goaltending at both ends. It was a good hockey game. It was impressive.
You lost Talmadge in the very first shift here, so obviously that changes your approach here. So how was that cycling through 11 forwards here tonight?
Well, I was used to it because last year in the game two in Swift Current, the same thing happened. Kasper got a five-minute major, and we lost him. So I got back to juggling my lines in a hurry. The guys were good. They were responsive on the bench. They're awake. And I thought they really responded well as a group.
You talked about having Russia in your pool this year, so these are important games here. Did you get a feel for what they're going to bring at Vancouver and Victoria?
Yeah, and you know, play cat and mouse. We'll make some changes. They'll make some changes. I'm pretty familiar with the coach. This is the third time in this event coaching against him. Be the third World Junior coaching against him. So know what he brings and what kind of players they have. They're good, skilled, fast players, and they play the modern game too.
Anybody surprise you at all on that roster? I know you see a lot of the Eastern Conference guys, some of the Western guys, maybe not as much. Did you see any glimmer here moving forward?
Oh, I was impressed with everyone. Everyone played well. No one really stood out in my mind. Scott played good. The D as a group played really well. And the message and our mindset, how we wanted to play, our players really bought in, and I was impressed with that part of it too. You know, you get away with a little bit back in your club teams, a little bit of that linger in behind the play, and we asked them not to play like that here, and they did a good job, and I was happy with that. So overall, no complaints, but, you know, as a group, as a team, we played a real good team game. we pick the best players available to us, and there's a real long process that goes into this, and this is part of the process here at the CIBC Russia Series. So it's like, that's why Brett Leeson's here. Guys that haven't been in the program before, Trey Fix-Lewanski, who's having a good year in Edmonton. We watch everybody, and we look to see who's trending up start of the season. We watch them at their development camps in the summer. We watch them at the rookie tournaments before NHL camps. We watch them at the NHL camps. So we're paying attention to anybody that's capable of playing for the World Junior Team.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Portland Winterhawks Danish forward Joachim Blichfeldt has been named both the WHL On the Run and CHL Player of the Week. 9 points and 3 wins. The 20-year-old is the top point producer in the Western Conference 7 weeks into the season. Voice of the Winterhawks, Nick Merrick, has more.
Joachim, it was a big weekend for you. 9 points, 3 games. You're the CHL and the WHL Player of the Week. How does it feel?
Oh, it feels great. Obviously, it's always nice to get rewarded when you do something good, and yeah, it feels good.
Coming back to the Winterhawks this year, right out of the get-go, you're paired with Cody Glass, and you guys have been tearing up the league by storm in terms of points. Just what's been flowing well between you two?
I don't know. It's just Cody makes every player he play with good, and obviously it's been nice playing with him, and he, like I said before, he finds you everywhere on the ice where nobody else can, so it's just to find a nice open spot, and he will find you.
Well, a big reason for the team's success has been on the power play this year. Of course, that's where a handful of your goals have come from this season as well. What's been working for this power play, and how is it so potent?
I just think we have good chemistry, like on the ice and off the ice, and we have fun with it. It's all about having fun, and when you have fun, it turns out good. So we just got to keep up our work, and yeah, hopefully it'll be good.
You guys just finished up a 3 games in 3 straight nights. It's the first of 5 3-and-3s for you. What's it like to compete in that kind of environment, a couple home games, one on the road? Is that difficult to play 3 straight nights?
Of course, it's hard. The last, I think it was the last 2 games we had, we were short on guys, so it definitely takes on your body, but, it's kind of like a playoff series, kind of. But, you got to get used to it, and it's fun.
Fresh off your second 5-point game of the season, you're hosting Kelowna this weekend. What are you guys hoping to accomplish against the Rockets?
I don't know, just play our game. And I know if we play our game, we hopefully come out with a win. Just work hard and do our thing.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The first Canada West WHL graduate of the month of the new season is University of Saskatchewan Husky forward Carson Stadnick. The 4-year Everett Silvertip from 2012 to 2016, now in his third season with the Huskies. He's playing back in his hometown of Saskatoon, picking up 9 points in 6 games in the month of October to help the Huskies start 6-0.
Yeah, we've been playing good. We're just having a lot of fun right now. It's awesome. We finally got our new rink here, so we're adjusting to that pretty quickly here, and that's a it was a big change for us, but we've found all the kinks and all that, and it's just a lot of fun playing there, and we're having a lot of fun right now, so we can't complain.
That's always competitive. Canada West always seems to be a battle. UBC is right there in the mix this season, and of course, U of A is always a battle, and it looks like it's going to be another competitive season there ahead this year.
Honestly, it's unbelievable. The competition in this league is outstanding, and it's a lot of fun playing every weekend, and any weekend, whoever you're playing, it can go either way, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of competition. There's a lot of good players, and a lot of good players get a lot out of this after, whether it's going to Europe, NHL contracts, or just a hell of a job. And it's a very rewarding for us and the WHL program.
Yeah, you're in year 3, so still some time to go to finish off your degree there with the Huskies and at the University of Saskatchewan. What classes are you taking? What are you focusing on?
I'm just taking business classes and majoring in management, so got 3 more years, including this year, to do that, and there's a few of us that are all in the same program that are in my year, so it's a lot of fun taking them with the classes and helping each other out, so it's been going good so far. Can't complain.
really is a Saskatoon reunion party there at the U of S. I know that there was a lot of players that you played hockey with growing up from the Saskatoon area that are now teammates once again, including, well, Cole Baumel, who was a longtime Everett Silvertip with you there as well. So nice to come home and play hockey here with your friends.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, our friends, family are all here, so it was a pretty easy decision when coming back home to play here, and especially when playing with guys you played with growing up in Bantam, Peewee, pre-novice, and now we're just all reconnecting again, and it's a lot of fun.
Anybody on the roster that you used to go head-to-head with in the Western League and now call them a teammate? Maybe there was a rivalry there with that team or that player?
Well, I'd have to go with, this is a pretty easy one, Taryn Cozen. We had too many battles in front of the net and when Everett played Seattle, and the one game he got the best of me, speared me in the... We always joke about that every day, and it's he's probably the biggest one, but now we're all good.
That's great. Our guest is Carson Stadnick. He is the Canada West WHL Graduate of the Month. I know individually for you it went well through the first eight games. He had 10 points to help the Huskies to near the top of the standings here. So for you, offensively, it seems to be really coming together now in your third year.
Yeah, I'm just adjusting to the pace of the game. It was hard coming in as, I guess, 21-ish. It was a big adjustment. You're playing against 25, 26-year-olds. And now, my third year, I'm sort of getting the hang of it. And right now, I'm getting the balances, and I can't complain with that. And playing with a couple guys that I used to play with back in the day, and it's clicking right now, and it's just a lot of fun. Hopefully, it doesn't stop for a while.
That's great, Carson. Now, you're on the WHL scholarship program. You played a couple of games at 16, but really full-time for 4 years with the Tips from 2012 to 2016. How big has the scholarship program been for you there in Saskatoon?
Yeah, it means a lot. It's probably one of the biggest decisions why I came to school, when you don't have to worry about all that money you got to pay towards your tuition and textbooks and your school fees. Especially coming back home and just living at home and going to school and playing the game you love still. And it's take full advantage of that. And I can't thank the Western Hockey League more than enough for that. And it's just a huge opportunity, not for me, but for everyone else that are taking full advantage of it. And it's crucial nowadays.
When you're done school, there's always the thought that maybe pro hockey can continue on. Have you considered perhaps trying to go pro after you get your degree there at U of S?
Yeah, for sure. If it's the right, I guess, situation, the right option at the time, for sure I would consider doing that for who knows how long. But if not, there's no bad decision in taking your degree and getting a good job here or wherever it is and start your life right after that. So whatever happens, happens, and I'll be more than happy enough what happens.
Well, it sounds like you're on your way, Carson. Congratulations on being the WHL Canada West Graduate of the Month to begin the season there with the U of S Huskies, and best of luck this weekend against the Thunderbirds, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
And that's the show this week. Thanks to Nick Merrick in Portland for his help. I'm John Keith. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.